Welcome into the Landry Football Podcast Network, another edition of the Landry Football Podcast as we continue the breakdown each of the positions in the NFL draft. I want to take a look at the defensive tackles, the interior defensive linemen that are potential first-round candidates in this draft. Not all of them will go in the first round, but I think at least got a couple of them that definitely got first-round grades and some others that may slip into it. So we'll talk about a few of those. Reminder, though, you can get more detailed film room breakdowns of all of these players over at LandryFootball.com. All the teams, all the players, draft boards, you name it, we got it at LandryFootball.com. So make sure that you take advantage of it today at LandryFootball.com. Take advantage of the scouting season offer. It's the best deal we got going, and it'll take you through the rest of the scouting season, the business season of football, as well as all through next football season. So it's the best deal we got going. You can try it out for a month, 6 months, if you prefer that as well. This is the best deal we have going, though. So it is defensive tackles, and without question that the guy that is top on everybody's list and certainly has had some off-the-field news about his circumstances, that's Jalen Carter. He's a guy that could go easily top five in this draft. He has that type of ability, the defensive junior from Georgia. He has great power to surge through small condensed areas. He can open up blockers and lanes. He's got strong upper body strength that allows him to strike and shed bodies to get to the ball or in the backfield. He's got a bunch of pass rush moves that he can deploy at any time on any type of blocker. He's quick to beat the reach of blockers and muddy the rushing lanes. He'll play a little high at time. His pad level will get a little high, and they'll displace him against double teams. But he's got just pure strength to overcome it. When pursuing, he can take bad angles towards the ball carrier at times, which takes him out of plays. He's very twitchy off the snap, and he can step and strike into a blocker's frame. With his size and his leverage, he can generate tight power to get offensive linemen on skates and push the blocker back when he's square up. He flashes upper body strength to ragdoll a blocker before pressing them open. For a bigger defender, he has some wiggle to his rushers. He has some ability to dip, rip, swing, and slip past the line of scrimmage. His playmaking ability translates over to the run game very well with the strength to strike, sit, and stall blockers. He possesses the lateral burst to reach while cluttering run lanes, a rare interior defender who possesses bend, twitch, speed, strength to impact the run or the pass. I mean, he's got some Quinnen Williams in his game. What type of guy is he? You know, he had some off-the-field issues that he's dealing with. Got to do your homework on, do you feel he's a potential problem, a character risk? What type of worker? I mean, all those things seem to check out, but there's certainly some questions about this young guy. What is not questioned is the ability to step in and play at this level. The only other guy that I feel strongly that has a good chance of going in the first round, and it's probably late first round, it's Brian Breesy of Clemson. He's a redshirt sophomore. He's got an explosive get off, quick to slip through open areas and muddy the backfield, good strength to sit and slow blockers on the line. He has relentless motor, flashes rush moves to put blockers on their heels and get in the backfield. He'll play with high pads. He has got some issues with leverage and not being able to shake double teams. Tore his ACL in 21, missed most of the season. But I like his burst off the snap. I like the way he engages and blocks right away, and he can cross the face of an offensive lineman. Active hands to fight, packs a punch, and club his way through blocks. High pads sometimes will allow prevent him from being able to sit and anchor. It's most effective work in the edges to slip through and surge through the line. Shows strength in the run game. When he's able to strike and sit against single blockers. When doubled up, he finishes a strong lower body to create leverage and enough strength in his upper body to split double teams. Once he's able to sift through the line, he displays good range and angles to push the ball carrier. Like his blend of size, speed, strength, Got some Christian Wilkins in his game. I think he's a first-round guy, and that everybody does. I think that's where he's going to go, and I think he's got great value there, particularly late first round. Now, two more guys that I'll mention that I think more second-round value. It wouldn't shock me if they get into the late first round due to the position that they play. But Keanu Benton, the defensive tackle out of Wisconsin, brute strength, can open up double teams, hold his own against single blockers, show speed to get upfield and pressure half a man in a hurry, slippery to surge pass, confined areas while having to finesse moves to create his own. A little inconsistent pad level causes his power to suffer some when attacking blockers. When he latches on, he'll struggle occasionally to get off. But look, he's well put together, good build, good length, athletic mover, heavy hands to pop, punch, and reset at the line of scrimmage. Got a little slipperiness to his game, got a little swim move. He can work the soft edges very well. When facing the run, he shows some ability to anchor and hold his own against single blockers. He can move well laterally. He can beat the reach block. You know, I think his play strength that separates good. I think his ability to shed, he's a little bit more consistent doing that. Once a runner's in his grasp, he does a good job of closing, showing good closing speed and closing to the ball carrier. Good blend of strength, short area quickness. I like him. He's a Justin Jones type of guy, if you remember the third round pick from the Bears. And the last guy I'll mention is Byron Young of Alabama. Again, a second round value, I think, but would it shock me if you went like first round? Remember, you won't have anywhere near 32 first round grades. So some of these second round grades are going to go in the first. Young is stout at the point of attack, strong hands, good base to go with his play, good balance, can stay on his feet through contact, high motor player. He makes got his effort to make plays, got an ability to shed and slip blocks to penetrate in the backfield, good vision to keep his eyes open and in the backfield. He's got fluid athleticism, got some explosive ability at the line of scrimmage, tends to overcommit, get beat on misdirection to miss and make plays on the ball, shows some tightness in his hips when he has to change direction in pursuit of the play. Highly competitive, long, muscular athlete, fluid athleticism, stout at the point of attack, strong hands, good base, shows pop in his hands, can shock and shed blockers, does a good job of getting skinny and slipping and shooting gaps, can plays with good balance, good contact, stays on his feet, like his vision, keeps his head up, eyes in the backfield. He's a Jihan Ward type of player. He's more twitchy explosiveness than most guys that you see. He's got a little tightness in the hips. Tendency to overcommit and beat on misdirection and counters. Good football player. He can play a 3 or 5 technique, better run player, but he'll provide some pass rush value as an interior rusher. I think a really good player that, to me, wouldn't surprise me if he slipped into the first round. Those are some look at the interior defensive linemen. Now, we'll take a look at the edge players in the next podcast. So make sure that you check it out. Also, if you haven't catch the other positions, then make sure that you do so. All on the Landry Football Podcast Network. Make sure that you like, share to the Landry Football Podcast Network, wherever you get your podcast, sign up for that. And also sign up for LandryFootball.com. Take advantage of our scouting season offer, where you can get not only the best information in the scouting season and the business season, but all the way through next football season. It's where you want to be at LandryFootball.com. It's the game from a coaching and scouting perspective. The college, the pro game, we got it covered for you at LandryFootball.com. Always great to be with you. We look forward to speaking with you next time, talking about the edge players. But for now, we bid you adieu and a great day. So long, everyone.